Tessa ben Aleph, the Rashi's, hold on, but Rashi, Rav Omar, it's in the medium-sized lines, the first Rashi in the medium-sized lines. So the Mishnah said, the Chacham said, we look at each Gag as its own entity. So Rav said, so that Shmuel said, so that each Gag is allowed to carry within its own area. Rav says, no. Rabbi Ma'im Taltal and Lerabonon Begag Asamach Chaber, when you have two roofs next to each other, you can't carry Elabad Al Adamas. The Kibbin Lerabonon called Echad Rishus La'atzmai. Each Gag is on Rishus. They ain't Prutzin Zelazeh, but they are totally open one to the next. There's no wall between. So each roof will make the other one also to carry. Because it's a case of Rishus, which is totally open to the next Rishus in a way that they're also to each other. It's each one answers on the other one. Shmuel says, so why is that? The mechitzas of which are mavdol down below, the walls between the houses, bana the urine, the bach puts in. Aminabul good askino lamala refrido benayim. That they say, we say good asik, and those walls go up, and our mafrid was based on the rule of good asik. So there's a wall in between. Good asik. So more says mechitzan ikar shein habati mechuborim. They're not attached. There's a gap in between the houses. When you look down, you can see the mechitzas. If you say good asik, the dama la amid rishus rabim, the haba rishus yochid, mishum good asik, meshech v'halei. You say good asik on those walls. Keep pligi b'shein mechitzas in the quarters. Shagagim mechubor miyachad mechasim mechitzas shebein at the yom. You can't see the walls because the houses are attached. So Rav says, you don't say Lorbin good asik, but you don't say good asik in that situation. So that's what we did those Rashi's yesterday, I think. Okay. So we're asked the Kasha for the Mishnah. So Mishnah said that each one is Rishus La'atzmai. So Chodait of the Rashi, called Echad Yitzalta B'gagu, Masha means each one can carry in its own gag. So according to Shmuel, that's good. According to Rav, it's a Kasha. So more said it means each one can be Metaltal. You only carry Dalaramas, but the question is, may you carry Dalaramas from one gag to the next? The answer is, each one is a Rishus La'atzma. You may not carry from one gag to the next. Okay. We're holding on the Gemara. V'ha Omer B'Lazar, the fourth line. Someone's going to ask that the Chorosh, Shmuel has a Braisa which supports him. V'Omer B'Lazar, B'Lazar said the following story. Kevin and the Bavel. When I was in Babel, I heard from the Tamidim of Rav and his yeshiva that they said, "Omer Emetalten by Elabed Dalad Amos. You only get Dalad Amos." When I went to Shmuel's yeshiva, they told me, "Tonu Ein Lahen Ela Gagon." As a Bryce would say, that all you get is the Gag, as opposed to getting each, the whole city, Kardur Meir, all of the roofs of the city. You only get their gag, but sounds like you get the gag. My ainlehen ela gagon. What does it mean that you only have their gag? Lav doesn't mean the shor the tal tutule bekula. You're allowed to carry throughout the whole roof. You can't carry from one roof to the next, but you're allowed to carry. They have their gag, which means the whole thing. So that's the Morris kasha. It's kasha and Rav that you only get dalad amos. Morris says umi alima mimes nisen. Why do you feel that the price is any stronger question than the Chacham say kol echad ve'echad rishus bifnei atzmei, which means you get the whole rishus, and even so, the kimno we explain the Mishnah talking about shlo yitaltzul shtei amos begagzeh, you can't carry from one gag to the next. Even though you're allowed to carry you only may carry dalad amos. And they're just saying, each one's rishus bifnei atzmei means If you attempt to carry Dalet Amos from one to the other, that's Osir. So we're also, if you want to carry from one to the next, you only have your Gog, you can't go to the next Gog. That's all it means. It's not discussing how much of the Gog you have, it's saying you may not go to the next Gog. So Chinami Beis Amos, Okay. Rabbi Yosef didn't remember that we said before that he had forgot it, he came ill and forgot his learning. So that which we were quoting the name of Shmuel, that you say good achis and mechitzis, which you can't see. Zerashi learns the Gemara. The rest it says, "L'shmieli hashmaita." I don't remember hearing this. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, "Ata Martin Nielon, you said it to us. V'ha'i Martin Nielon. This is where you said it. This is where you said Shmuel's halacha that you say good asik mechitzes." The following scenario: Gag hagadol, Gag gagol hasgadol hasamach lekatan. So you have a smaller house and a larger house, and if you have a larger roof and a smaller roof, and there is no barrier at all between the two roofs. One is larger, one is smaller. So from the smaller one's point of view, it's totally porous into the next God. But from the larger one's point of view, it has walls on its on that fourth side, which extend out partially, and then in the middle there's a gap opening up into the smaller roof. So the loch is hagadol mutter, but katan aser. So the we look at the gag hagadol, they're allowed to carry because they have walls on the fourth side. And the Gag HaKotan can't because they have no walls at all on the fourth side. So this is what Abai says to Rabbi Yosef. You said to us in regards to this scenario of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Lo Shono Elo Sheyesh Diyurin Alzeb, Diyurin Alzeb. This halacha that you may not carry in the katan is only if there are people which are actually using the roofs. The havilei hod the katan mechitza nidresses. So even though you say good asik on the wall between the katan and the gadol, and theoretically the katan should also have a wall on the fourth side, but since there's people walking back and forth, so the good asik mechitza will be better than if you have mechitza there, which people are going back and forth over it. So so in that situation, it wouldn't help you. The problem is that people are going back and forth. So you still have the rishuyos are being shared between the two parties. So that you need some type of eruv to allow you to carry. Either because it seems to be it overrides the sort of good asik, you can't say good asik mechitza, to create a mechitza which you see is being constantly overrode. Okay, I will aim the urine al zeh val zeh shnei mutarim. But if there's no diurim, so nobody's really using it. So then the gag katan has walls, the fourth side has a wall, and therefore shnei mutarim, both sides are mutar. The katan is also mutar. That's what Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef quoted Shmuel about saying the din of good asik mechitza in a case where the mechitzas are not visible. Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaya. Rabbi Yosef. So Amalei Anno, Hachi Amri, L'chu. If that's what I'd said, what I would have said was the following. That in other words, Rabbi Yosef seems to be uncomfortable with saying a din of good asik mechitza in a case where it's not nikar. He's not accepting that Shmuel said that. And this is what I would have said: Lo shanal sheyesh mechitza al zeh, u mechitza al zeh. there's actual walls going around the roofs, down the large one and the small one. Then the Gadol Mishri Begifufi. So the Gadol has on the four side facing the Kotel, it has actual walls facing in on both sides. The Kotel Nifritz B'Meloyoy, and the Kotel is totally open, and Nifritz also. Okay, so that is what Rishi says, that I would not have said good asa mechitza in that situation. So Bai says back to him, the urine amarta lon, you said the urine to us. So the issue was an issue of the urine, the way the Bai says. So Rabbi Yosef said back, Yamar luchu the urine, if I had said something about the urine, okay, what I said was the following. If they put walls around the gadol, and you not put walls around the katan, what you're really saying is that the katan is not planning to use their roof. So they basically given over the rights to use the roof to the gadol, which has mechitza around it. And therefore, the gadol is allowed to. Not only is he allowed to carry within his own rishos, going like the chachamim, but rather he's even allowed to carry in the rishos of the katan. So normally, going like the chachamim, you cannot carry from one roof to the next. But over here, the bnei katan have been misalik themselves by the fact that the bnei gadol have made a roof, and the bnei katan have not made a roof. So the bnei katan have said, you know, we're not just they made a wall around the roof, and they have not made a wall around the roof. They're sort of saying they're not planning to use the roof at all. So they're basically ceding the rights to use the roof to the Bnei Gadol. So the Bnei Gadol is allowed to carry in the Bnei Katan.
Yeah, but the Bnei Gadol, the fact that there's no mechitza there aren't they magal, they're not going to really use it?
Well, they're not to buy them to build the mechitza or not. They don't have ownership. They don't have ownership.
I said, I'll put it the other way. I mean, that it's not going to be used. If you don't have the mechitzas, then... Isn't that a statement that it's not really going to be used?
Well, the Bnei Katan decided not to build a wall around it.
Right.
So now it's an open area. So Megala wants to move something from theirs to the open area. They've made no statement one way or the other. They have no right to make a statement.
Right. But yet they have the bylaws to make use of it.
So the Bnei Katan is saying you can use it if you want it. They're saying we don't mind.
Good job.
I mean, the fact that they're mitzalik themselves doesn't. I don't understand why it necessarily means that they're. It gives the right to somebody else to go on that. I mean, it becomes hefker.
Well, it's not a hefker. It's not an ownership issue. I mean, they're not being mafka. They're regards to the tashmish. They're being mitzalik themselves from tashmish. So it's like there's not two rishuyas there functioning. They got to be Rubi Chetzeris. It's something along the lines of bittul. You know, the same idea you have the concept of bittul. You know, I'm out of my rights, so I don't create any type of presence that should prohibit you from using it. More says kiho domer Nachman. It's similar to what Rav Nachman said. Asum sulam kavua legagoy. If you had a case where there was no walls around any of the roofs, so nobody's planning to use the roof, and one person makes a sulam kavua going up to the gag. So hutu b'chol agag and kulan. So he's permitted to use all of the roofs because nobody else is going up there. So the same type of idea, the fact that he made a roof and nobody else, he made a ladder and nobody else followed suit and didn't, and so he's declared to everybody he's planning to use his area. And nobody else made a ladder means they're saying we're not planning to join you. So that he's allowed to carry in the whole shetach of all of the roofs. So the same type of idea over here. Okay, let's see Rashi. Behind the Beis Shmuel on the top line. Tana Isma's Nisa, there's a Braisa Biadayo that they have. The Maisi Mino Tiyupta, the Debe Rav, they have a Kashan Rav. The Tani Ain Lehen, the Kol Echad Ella Gaga, they only have their own roof. The Masham, the Lo Yitalta Ella Begaga, Hope Gaga Yitalta Leno, they can only carry in their roof, but they're allowed to carry Yitalta, they're allowed to carry in their roof. Thank you. The Shmilo Hashmaita, the Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi said, "I never heard the statement of Shmuel. The name of Gudasik when Mechitzas Kihani Shein the Karis. That you say Gudasik under such circumstances." So Rabbi says, "You said it in the following scenario: God Gadol Semach the Gadol Eder for love the Kan Lakan. So the larger roof extends out in both sides beyond the small roof in the place in the side where they meet in the court." So it's like a step back for by the katan. So gadol mutar l'talta by the urine shabbai. The ones who live in the gadol are allowed to carry there. I feel the rav. Why the hamachitza shel mata sheyeshnon ba'oit for l'kan ulakan machitza nihanikarusay. So on three sides, the machitzas are visible. On the fourth side, there's also machitzas because on both sides of the opening to the katan, there's actual wall which is visible, extending beyond the opening of the katan. So there's walls on the fourth side also, which were good. Excuse me, say good asik. We still gufufi. Therefore, there's gufuf in there. There's partial walls on both sides. Therefore, the pirsa, if you have walls on both sides, the fourth side has walls on both sides. It's not porous, it's not totally open. And then there's an opening, so that opening is a pesach as long as it's not more than 10 amos. So, but as far as they're concerned, it's like two chaseres with a door in between. From their vantage points, it's totally open. So a chotzer, which is totally open to the next chotzer, there's not a pesach machine, there's just a pirtzah. So their porits to makam ha'aser, they can't carry. The Tosfos points out that the Mor says in the first parak that why don't you say that the din mechitzes, which are near b'machutz and shava b'mifnim, are also considered mechitzes. So, even though somebody's standing, if here's the gadol and here's the katan, so the gadol decides, he looks here, he sees walls here and walls here, and an opening in the middle. The person standing in the katan just sees a total opening. So b'mifnim, it looks shava, but it's near b'machutz. Somebody b'machutz sees that the b'mifnim has walls. Because it has mechitzas on both sides, so that we came out. That's a valid form of a mechitza. So the Mor says that the case over there was that the katan, it had some type of thing which extended into the gadol a little bit. So then it can't use this thing which is back here, and it's told, but on the other hand, it has no walls. So it comes to Yosef. Yosef says the case has to be sheish yurin al zeb. No, I'm sorry. That comes to Abaye, and Abaye says that Rabbi Yosef said that sheish yurin al zeb. Shoyvrin kol shoa mizel lezeb. They keep going back and forth. Leka lememir gud asik b'mechitzat atayin or shebenayim. And they shouldn't address this. You can't say gud asik because it's clearly not functioning as a wall because there's people constantly walking back and forth. Oh, wait a minute, the Urim.
Lower tradition.
And therefore,
you
really keep looking at it at the same
time as the Urim. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, the Urim. Read a book, good Asik. If there's no people living there, so you say good asik on the walls which are below, and the good is if they extend up, and the cotton is also closed. Mutarafa cotton. Amaafa mechita sheni keres isle the shmuel good asik. So you quoted Shmuel as saying that you can say good asik on mechitas which are not visible. Maybe the case was mechitas nikaris. The love the mechaborin hein ain't drisim is ever said. The reason why it's drisa means it's just one step across is because they're attached.
When are attached? The two gagas.
Yeah. So Rishi says, no, that's not the story. The story was like this. Sheish mechitzal zeval zeh. Kolsi was saying there was walls all around the roof, actual walls. Chus mekenegat chibur, except where they meet. The Hashem mystery a gadol b'kufufim. So the gadol has actual gufufim. There's actual walls there on both sides. Well, aim mechitzah on the kabel of the kan shnei nasur. But if you don't, if there's no mechitzas, neither is mutter. The katan nami osur a gadol. The katan will ask on the gadol. Why the hoel will have a gufufim mamish? Not actual walls there. Ela yedei good asik. There's only walls to good asik. You can't give that access from the gadol to the katan, the shame of a Pesach, unless there's walls on both sides. Gurasi cannot create a halachic status of walls to give a full opening, a status of a Pesach, when really all this is just a full opening. So you need actual walls to accomplish that. But I said, yeah, but you mentioned something about the urine. Says Yamar Lechu, the urine. If I mentioned the urine, it's Kartel Lechem Shum Dira. If I discussed any issue about a Dira, this is what I must have said. Yosef Cholav Ashachat Hamuda, he was ill, and he forgot his learning, so he was. They're recreating this the discussion. Loishanu the Katan Oser. That we say the cotton is also it's also ben the dure cotton, whether for the people who live in the cotton down below, ben the dure gadol for the people who live in the gadol. Al sheyesh mechitza ruya ledira, there is a wall around the area which encloses it and makes it usable. Klamer mechitza kavua, there's a set wall. So there's walls around the cotton and the gadol. The tzara goli detaya, both have indicated. Both the cotton and the bnei cotton and the bnei gadol have indicated they want to use their roofs. Therefore, in that scenario, the gadol is mutter on his side. The pisco, who as far as it's concerned, it's a doorway. The cotton will not ask on the gadol. The cotton also the shneim. The cotton nobody can use. The cotton can't use. Mishum the nifritz be meloyoy the gadol. The cotton can't use it, their side can't use it because dimishum. The first loyal the gadol, it's they can't use it because it's totally open on their side. Vasile bene gadol, therefore the bene gadol aser on the bene cotton, because they would need some type of a separation between the two. But the tunami lo nishtari, for the bene gadol, it's not either mutter either. The human overlay mori mechitza, but since the bene cotton have made a wall, they've not ceded the right of hishtamshus to the bnei gadol. But if the bnei gadol have put walls around their roof, the bnei gadol have not sluke sliku nafshayu. Bnei gadol migago va'achli the bnei gadol. They've been meichel the rights, the usage to the bnei gadol. Like Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman said, if you have the one person who makes a sulam kabua, chutzim b'chol agagan, even though the rabbanon normally hold that you can't carry from one roof to the other, the kimin de'ino loy ovid sulam, he has made a ladder, and they have not followed sulam, made a ladder also, sliku nafshayu v'achlinu l'gabe. They're being mechol, they're hishtamshes of the roof to this person. Okay. Amar Abaya. Bona Ali al Gabi Besoy. Vasa Lefana Daka Arba. Hutsu Bechola Gagan Kulun. If one, there was a row of houses down below, and they have attached roofs, and they're all connected. Probably even they're not connected. Probably even not connected in the game. And one person built a second floor, so he now has a building sitting on his roof, and he makes a daka, which Rashi says he makes a small door towards the other roofs. So he's mutter b'chol agagim kulin. So taking the thought process of Reb Nachman along the way with the same type of idea, he is indicating he's planning to use the other roofs. He's kavua here, and he's made an opening out there, and they've not done anything similar. So basically, they're allowing him to take the rishus to carry in all the roofs. Daka is a door. Arba means it's 4 tefachim wide. Why it uses that phrase, I don't know. Why is it called a daka? Just call it a pesach. We had daka before, you know.
That meant it was like a flimsy.
Like a barrier in between. But over here it's being used, according to Rashi, it's being used as a... It just has a doorway. He made a second floor, and he made a doorway going out to the other roofs. Okay. Amar Rava, Pamish Hadaka Le'isr. Sometimes the daka will not help, it'll still be Asr. How is that? So instead of facing out towards the Gagan, he faces it out towards Tarbitza de Beise, means like a, he has a gino there, and he put it out towards there, which means his plan is to make some type of a ladder allowing him to go down from the roof down to where the gina is. So his purpose is Darmalin Ture Tarbitza Hu Davida. His goal of making that opening was the way to allow him to have Shmira on the Tarbitz, have access down. If he needs to go down there, he could sight something from the roof and go down and take care of it. But he's not making any connection with the other Gagas. Let's see Rashi. Bona Aliyah. Hikav kol gago mechitzas laliyah. So he made his whole roof surrounded around with walls to enclose the aliyah. Daka pesach katan besuach l'tzadah gago. And he made a small opening towards the other roofs. Chutzah bekulan. So the same idea. The golik daite the kol machzik b'hu. He's in the kene. He wants to use them. V'heim lo hikpido l'asu is kene. They did not make anything against that. So we assume Achlina Lagabe, they're being mechal the hishtamshes of the roofs to him at this for this point in time. Pam Shadaka Leiser, I feel the mayor the Mashi Kolagagos Vishus Achas also behen. So Rabbi says even like your mayor, it's not just that you haven't made a positive indication you need a positive indication you're planning the other roofs. According to Mary, you don't need any indication. It's automatic. Over here, it's worse. You're saying your plan is you build a Leon on top, you block it off, and you have no access to the other roofs, and you make an opening, finally, and you make an opening towards the Tarbitz. So you're saying, I'm not interested in the roofs. The Lahari Tarbitz, Shepasach, Letzad Ginosu, you left the opening to the wall towards the other roofs closed. So you've showed that your goal of this whole thing is the turret to beat to the Vita, but see, look, not in the Gagan. You have no interest in the Gagan, your whole interest is to have access down to the Tarbitz. Tosis does point out that the usage of daka means a mechitzah. Tosis is a different pshat in the Gemara, but Rashi learns it's a pesach. I'm not sure why Rashi, according to Rashi, why the Gemara chose to change the language from mechitzah, from pesach to daka. But Tosis, asked it as a kasha in Rashi. Tosis says the Chor, based on the Gemara before, it doesn't mean a pesach.
Shows it on might be the entire group, as opposed to say half
or a
portion, just as long as it's a significant
enough area. I'm not sure it should make a difference. Okay. What changed the language from Pesach to Daka? Rashi uses the word Daka to mean a Pesach, before it used to mean a Mechitza. Okay. Boy Romi Barchama. Shtei Amis Begag, Shtei Amis Ba'omid. There's an Omid which is coming up from down below, from the Chatzah. There's no picture over here. No picture. And it reaches the height of the roof, or, near the height of the roof. So, according to Rava, you can't move more than Dalet Amis. May a person carry from his gag to the top of this omud. So another gag has all the rishus on it. There's somebody down below. There's a person living below. So I can't carry from one gag to the next, even within Dalet Amis. But over here, it's just an omud. It's an omud which has a din of rishus yachid, right? Because it's two. But may I carry from the roof to there or not? So, Shamus Begag, Shamus Ba'omid Mahu. Omer Rabba. So, Maimi Boyle. What was Omer Chama's question? Karmas Vishosiyach, Kimmy Boyle. So, the Chara, what's the Shaila? The Omer has Dinner Vishosiyach. And the Gag has Dinner Karmelis. According to Rab, you can't carry more than Dalet, but it means you gave it a din like a Karmelis, like a Karfif, whatever it is, that you can't carry more than Dalet Amis. So, of course, you can't carry from the one to the other. So, more so, Rav Chama, so what's the Takab Shat Rav Chama? Agav Khurfe Loy Ayin Bo. Because he was so sharp, he didn't stop to think sometimes. He asked a quick question without thinking about it. What he meant to ask really, he didn't present it well because he didn't think it through totally. But had he thought it through, this is what he wanted to ask. Beis Amos Begag, Beis Amos Bachsadra Mahu. Okay, they have a picture of that. So you have an Achsadra which is functioning as a roof of an area below. But it's a roof of an area below, which is a non-makamdira. So what do we say? Mahu. Mir Minan. And the chsadra belonged to somebody else. So there is Reuben on the house and Shimon on the chsadra. So this is Shimon's roof, and this is Reuven's roof. So what's the law? Mirmin kimin deloy high chazil adira, deloy high chazil adira. Chad rishosihi. Adil makimin de migag legag osir migag lachsadra nami osir. So, and the area of the chsadra, so the roof is considered like similar to a karmelis. The question is again, is beis amos bezeh again beis amos bezeh, right? So the roof is a karmelis, and the chsadra itself is a karmelis. So it's the roof of a karmelis. So it's right through a karmelis, but karmelis is a karmelis. Within Dalet Amis is mutter. So is this any worse than that or not? So we're calling them, they're both areas of karmelis because neither one is worth the dira. So you should be allowed to carry from one to the other. However, do you, that's one, so it should be mutter to carry Bezamas Bezet. But do you say, since the Maishi is dealing with roofs, in general, the Chabim said you cannot carry from one roof to the other, because it's there's different owners, the Maishi, there are different owners, so that should be a problem. So that's the Shaila. So Mor says, boy, Bibi Barabaya, Bezamas Begag, or Bezamas Bechurva, Mahu. Well, what about the same type of situation where you have the roof of a churva, which nobody's living in, so it's not a makom dira anymore. And when he wants to carry Beis Amos, from the roof to the roof of the churva, which is the same thing as the equivalent of carrying. If he'd be allowed to carry from the roof to the churva, because they're both a karmelis, so. So may he can carry it to the roof of the churva also. So that's what Rabbi Rabbi asked. So Amar Kahana, Lav Hanad Rami Rechama, that's Rami Rechama's Shaila. So Amar Rabbi Rabbi said back,
would be allowed to carry from house to the churva.
Not from the house, from the roof of the house to the churva.
Allowed to carry the roof of the house.
The roof of the house is a karmelis.
Inside the churva,
because the churva has been like Rashi is the case of the churva. Churva was poritz to Rishus Arabim, so it gets a din like a karmelis. Okay.
Allowed to carry from the roof of the churva.
If you have two karmelis next to each other, even though they belong to two different people, but if two karmelis next to each other, you're allowed to carry. You can't carry more than dalat amos because it's a karmelis. You're allowed to carry from this one to the next as long as it's less than dalat amos. Two karmelis next to each other are mutter to carry one to the other. There's no issue of rishus from one to the other. So we should argue that the roof should be the same thing. So Rav Kahana said, you're asking me, Rabbi Rechama Shaila. She says, so first he responds to the. He's going to make a difference between the two cases. But he's also just responding to the fact that I don't know about Karayas. I'm presenting a question. So I don't have to require to mention the other person's question when I'm presenting my question. It's a valid question. And the difference. He'll point to the difference in a second. Omer Bibi Barabaya, Vachima Acher Asoy Vinetsoy. Am I coming from somebody else that I have to come out and make a difference between the two? That I'm coming to making an argument. I'm not coming based on somebody else's question to make an argument, and I have to fight with him. That's not my issue. Achsadja lechaz of the dira, v'chur bechaz of the dira. The difference is there's a pasha lechilik. Even if achsadja will be mutter, it's not right for dira. But over here it is right for dira. It has a roof. It has walls around it. So he says, okay, Shkaya, Vachimiacha, the chos of the dira, my kemi boyle, so what's your shayla? Seems a larmer comer. Seems a larmer achsadja, the chos of the dira. Even though achsadja, the chos of the dira, but the chur, the chos of the dira, and if it's no good, it would not be much. If you tell me about achsadja, it's mutter to carry, it's because if by achsadja, it's osir, over here it's for sure osir. If by achsadja, it's mutter, maybe over here it's also because over here it's worth a dira. Oh, Dilma Hashemiya, less but the urine. But right now there's nobody living there. So even though it's worth a dira, but there's no dira there at this point in time. So in that sense, it's Dilma to a karmelis. And you may carry from one to the other, just like you can carry from the gag to the sadra, or the gag of the sadra. Take it. So the more so, that remains a question. Let's at least start the rashi.
So it sounds like this means that it's occupied, not that it's damaged.
Correct. I'm assuming there was some. Rashi says it was porous, so it's just a rabbim. So that means like there was part of the problem was, I mean, you could live inside it, but there was the one side was totally open out, there's just a rabbim. So that's the element of korban which is there. Minturi tarvitze avida. No, we did that. Ki beis amos begagzeh. The second Rashi, the top line. Ki Rav sirle. We're going. Ramacham is going with Rav. Damer gag shebe ben gag and imitalten by elav dalada da asya dadi. So according to Rabbanon, you may not carry more than dalad amos even on your own roof. What about a case where malutalten meachas mehen la omer ha omer b'shus rabim mesamach loy. You carry it from the roof to an omid. So Rabbi said, what's the shaila? Carmelis versus the yachid can be barley. You ask the question, may you carry from a carmelis versus the yachid? Pitamiya. It's read as a question. Farmer. She did the also, obviously it's also the gag, carmelis. Can you mean the name of Taltamayla Bedalit? You're given the gag the similar status of a carmelis. That's an open, vast open area which you may not carry more than dalad amos. But Omid Rishus Yachid, the Omid clearly has its own mechitzas, and it's definitely Rishus Yachid. It's not so you can't carry from one to the other. Romer Choma Agav Churfei Bechul. Ashas Kamer. The more is saying that the sentence. Romer Choma Nami Vare Loyim Iboyle Liboy Hachi. He definitely didn't mean to want to ask such a question. But since he was so sharp, he was so quick, he would present this question so quickly, he didn't present it with fully thinking out how to present it. What he meant to ask was the following question. It's almost like his mind thought through a question, but he said it out with his mouth without thinking through exactly. It came out different than what he wanted to say. It's a case of, again, like Rav, you cannot carry more than dalad amos in your on your roof. So you want to carry from. There's a gag amongst other gags. Or is this picture really is misleading because there's only one house down below, so you're allowed to carry in the whole house. Right? There are other houses there. There are other roofs there. So it's all. So you can't carry anything more than beis amos. If there will only be one house here, you're allowed to carry here. So this is definitely like this is part of the rishus of the yachid. So then you can't carry from one to the other. There's no shalit. You can't carry from one to the other because it's two different bialim. But you're not carrying here anyway. It's like a carmelis. So that's the question. This is carmelis. This is carmelis. Maybe you're allowed to carry from one to the other. But if there would only be one house here, it wouldn't be Benagagin. So this would be a Shasa Yochid. So carmelis, which would definitely be Yosser. Like, that'd be the same thing as the case of Omid. Bishamas Machsarja shall buy Lamacher. Al Gabi Tikr shall Achsarja, Yosef Beis Hassayim. There's a roof over an Achsarja which is more than Beis Hassayim. Now, Rashi says, why don't you say Pitikra Yerub Asosim? Why do you say the Chsad doesn't have walls? It does have walls. Say Pitikra. So Rashi Shita is that if the roof is at a slant, there's no din of Pitikra Yerub Asosim. That's why the picture makes it. Davida ki Erzila, Shipua ki Gagan Shalad was at an angle. Kamina Baisa Pasta, that we case of the Gaga is at an angle, you don't say Pitikri or Besosim. The Hashabi Lonami Carmelis, so it's a Carmelis also. Malatatul Taltum is Elizet. Can you care from one to the other? Okay. So all the Rashi's here. All the Rashi's.